Attention, please. Passengers are reminded that someone else is doing the driving for a change. That's right, you're off the hook. So, what's it going to be? A book? A podcast? How about a cheeky snooze? Go on, why not? You time again. Enjoying the ride again. Travel by train again. Nothing connects us to the people, places and things we love like rail. Let's get back on track.
Deezer Originals.
You're listening to the Horn Section Podcast, a Deezer Original.
Woof.
Oh, I really like it. Hey, Deezer listeners, this is for you. What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's exclusive content from the Horn Section Podcast because you did what you did. You deezered it up. This week's podcast contained Roisin Conaty as our special one-person guest audience. The Roisin Conaty, to give her a full title. So, listen to it. If you like it, please give a good rating to the podcast, because apparently it all helps in the long run, the marathon. So, it's going to start now. This music will fade. It's starting to fade now. It's gone. Well, Roisin, as my family and all my friends and all my colleagues will tell you, my favourite music is gap music, which is songs which have gaps in the music, so you know when to sing, you know, that sort of thing. When the music stops and then you sing a word, ideally one word, they're the best songs. We're going to demonstrate that. Joe, can you play the trumpet gap song, please?
Yeah.
And you can join in with the one word song if you want. Here okay. We go. I think you'll know it. Join in at home too. Tequila. Tequila.
That's nice.
Well, I think a solo. Did I do a solo?
Tequila.
Well, it wasn't a solo. Who did the solo? Two people did a solo.
I did my double voice.
Oh. Didn't know you had a double voice.
What's got a double voice? Don't get this far in showbiz with one voice, mate. Use my two tongues.
Who's got the most voices in showbiz?
Who would probably... Chris Evans?
Yeah. Triple?
I reckon he's got a triple voice, yeah. And probably a little one for at home. My favourite kind of music is when they haven't left enough space, but someone goes rogue and still runs at it. So, you know in... you know that bit in... oh, God. The Woman is Wild, woo! What's the name of the song?
Anyone know that one?
Or Maneater. The original one. Yeah. Who's the band? The two guys.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Hall & Oates. And there's a bit where there's no space. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, the woman is wild, woo!
That's the opposite of my favourite type of music.
I know. I like it when there's none. Wow. And you know they've been told, don't do it. You haven't got the room for it. And they still go for it.
Well, Roisin.
Yeah?
You were in the first series of Taskmaster.
Yes, I was.
That's the show on Dave, hosted by Greg Davies. I don't know if you know, but I was the Taskmaster's assistant in that show and have continued to perform that role ever since.
I know, it's strange, isn't it?
In the third episode of Series 4, there was a task in the studio where contestants had to say words of a certain length when there was a gap in the music. And the band wrote some gap music for that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you would have been very good at that task. Just
what, putting in gaps? Well, look how fast I talk. There's never been a gap around me.
I'll change it then. I think you would have been very good at that one.
I dive into gaps.
You do dive into gaps. I've always said that. I'm just saying you weren't good at all the tasks, but we did become great friends. And we
became great friends. And I think I was better at the tasks than maybe the point system that I inherited. You know, like, it's sort of like an artist going to an art school. And, you know, I was just sort of in the wrong place for what I was creating. Maybe you two didn't have the vision that was being, you know.
So just going back there, you think the artist going to art school was in the wrong place?
Sometimes their art isn't seen, you know, until they leave art school as being good.
What sort of school should they have?
They should have just created their art for the audience.
Not good school. Well, anyway, it's nice that we're friends now. We hang out a lot and send each other birthday cards every day.
We do.
But the gap music, there was a request by over one person on Twitter requested that we perform it and they could download it so they could do the task at home or at school.
Wow.
So we're going to play it now. So this, you're not in this bit.
Okay.
But you can enjoy it.
I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit back on this chair that you got me.
Bloody enjoy it. Oh, I should say for the listener, Roisin's the first guest to be on a chair.
Hello.
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about that, Reynolds?
Loving it.
Thank you. Perfect. He's also on the drums. They're all on chairs.
Yeah, exactly.
You look a bit odd.
Oh, I'm not sitting down, thank you. How are you in there, the piano man?
Pardon?
So how are you?
What?
Okay. Today, the piano guy is in a different room from us. With
the toilet.
The toilet area. Anyway, so we're going to play this. It's called Midnight, the song. Someone genuinely did ask us to play it so they could download it and then play the game. And then I'm going to sing it with a full version, and you'll understand then why it's called Midnight. It's quite a moving song.
Do you think you like gap music because of your teeth, Alex?
Gap tooth.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So I thought that.
You got a bit of material about that. Perhaps you could do that now.
Roisin, I've got a big gap in my teeth. Can you see it?
Yeah. It's not that big.
I can fit a £1 coin through it.
But sort of French, though, isn't it?
Sorry, I haven't finished the material yet. I can fit a £1 coin through it. Okay. But sideways, though, not front on. Not flat on.
Material
there. What,
have you tried the new pound coins?
I don't think I can even do an old pound coin.
No.
Funny idea. Do a 50.
Careful of your teeth.
Mm.
And that's, think of all the disgusting hands that have been on that and you just stuck it right in your gob.
I've cleaned it.
You haven't cleaned it.
I've cleaned my change.
What's Alex up to? Cleaning his change.
Wiping his change.
In case he has to do his tooth gag.
Tooth material, thank you. Tooth gag. Right. Anyway.
Actually, I saw a dog cleaning that coin earlier, so I think you'll be fine.
Was he trying to prove he could fit in his teeth?
Go on then, Joe. And this is just a piece of music for horn and sax.
I don't know it.
For horn, this one.
Do you want me to teach it to you?
Okay, so this is so a listener can download it. Off you go, Joe. So they can download that and loop it and adjust the keys, I suppose, themselves. And then I'll sing the song and then we'll carry on with the podcast. So same again, please, Joe, and I'll put the lyrics on this one. One, two. What do you want to get up to?
Three.
Okay. One, two, three. It is a 8:15. I go to bed really late. So dreams have just got to wait. They call me the Midnight Musketeer. It is 9:15. I'm just here drinking my wine. Sleepy? No, I'm doing just fine. They call me the Midnight Musketeer. It is 10:30. I'm with some cool businessmen. Tired? Hey, you think again. They call me the Midnight Musketeer. It's now 11:45. And I feel just so goddamn alive. I'm in super wake time overdrive. They call me the Midnight Musketeer. It is 12:00. Bedtime. That's the full version of Midnight.
It's beautiful, really beautiful.
This is a Deezer original. What is Deezer? Don't worry about it. It's Deezer.
Deezer. Originals.